This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Specialist Andrew Vidakovich. Army Company Grade officers receive special awards at the Pentagon. Army Broadcasting's John Bradley tells us more.
The General Douglas MacArthur Leadership Award is presented annually to Army Company Grade officers who exemplify duty, honor, and country. This year, 28 active duty officers were selected who display the leadership traits epitomized by General MacArthur. Army Chief of Staff Ray Odierno praised this year's recipients for living up to the standards set by General MacArthur.
By living the words of duty, honor, country, it provides the best leadership possible for our soldiers. Your presence here today demonstrates that our Army and the nation is in good hands for many more years to come.
In Afghanistan, Army Broadcasting's Gail McCabe takes us to one of the last remaining Security Force Assistant Team sites in the country.
As transition symbols go, Combat Outpost Sabari is a good one. Located in the middle of Khost Province, it is one of the last remaining SFAT sites in RC East. Major Rob McBride oversees SFAT 12.
We're retrograding at this time, and the Afghans need to step up and take the lead. And we're seeing that they're taking on the responsibility for themselves to conduct missions, to plan missions, and to go after the enemy.
It seems what's taking place at Khost Sabari is a tangible symbol of transition.
During the month of June, Soldiers Radio will mark each day with a special tribute to soldiers from past wars who have given the ultimate sacrifice for their country. Corporal Dallas Adair Jr. from Mesa, Arizona, killed in action during the Vietnam War on April 26, 1968. That's your Soldiers Radio News.